to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. My guest today is Mike O'Malley, who is going to share with us some details on cruising in his hometown of Chicago, which is where a lot of loopers on the somewhat traditional seasonal schedule will be arriving shortly. Before I introduce Mike, I'd like to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage all of our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And with that out of the way, I would like to introduce Mike O'Malley. Mike, thank you for joining us on Great Loop Radio today. This is not your first time as a guest, but why don't you familiarize those who may have not heard the first episode with a little bit about your cruising experiences and your Great Loop experiences?
Well, my wife and I and a friend of mine have been doing the Great Loop, and not the friend and the wife together, but separately. And we started in 2014, and we do it in segments. And we left Chicago in October of 14, and we got as far north as the upper part of the Chesapeake Bay. That was in 15, and we're taking this year off because our daughter's getting married. So we brought the boat back to Chicago, and we're using it in the Chicago area, and we're going to resume the loop next year in mid-June, going north and completing the Great Lakes.
Perfect. So Mike and his wife Sharon and his friend are a great example of kind of thinking creatively about how to do the loop, particularly, Mike, because you are still working and because there are other obligations in life, like daughter's weddings, that get in the way sometimes. So there are plenty of ways to do the Great Loop, and Mike is a great example of that. And the previous episode he was a guest on had to do with working while looping in terms of having to go back and forth and some of the logistics of that. So if that's a topic that interests you, you can search for that in our archives. But today we are going to talk about visiting Chicago by boat, as a lot of loopers are, it's the season that they're starting to arrive there. So Mike, tell us a little bit about the time you've spent in Chicago.
Well, I actually was born in Chicago, grew up in Chicago, went to college in Chicago, and currently live outside Chicago with my wife. And they used to live with me, my three children, but now they're all out on their own. So I have a lot of Chicago experience, love the city of Chicago. In all the years, 59 years old, I've never been shot at or beat up or robbed. So I've had nothing but good experiences in Chicago.
So, and that topic did come up in our forum this week. There were some people a little bit nervous about Chicago being a big city and how the crime rate was there. So have there been any problems that you're aware of in the areas where the waterfront is or most of the marinas would be located?
No, those are actually in a really, really good area. There are some issues on the west side of Chicago. It's pretty much drug and gang related, but it really doesn't affect the normal populace of the tourist areas around Chicago.
Okay.
So I would say I was going to say you're relatively safe visiting Chicago, staying on the beaten path.
Perfect. And a lot of folks look at Chicago as one of the highlights because it is one of the opportunities to visit one of the nation's biggest cities. So, of course, there's a lot to see and do, and many loopers spend several nights in Chicago so that they can do some sightseeing and exploring during the day. So if someone is planning on staying in Chicago for several nights, they're probably looking for a marina that has some value to it, perhaps one of the lower cost marinas. What do you suggest as some of the marinas for those looking for a lot of bang for their buck?
Well, there's a couple different thought processes. The Chicago Park District does run many different marinas along the lakefront, starting as far north and then going all the way south. DuSable Harbor is always a popular place because it's right next to Navy Pier. But right next to DuSable Harbor is Columbia Yacht Club. And the people at Columbia Yacht Club are very, very interested in helping out the loopers go through. And he has probably one of the lowest rates around. He charges $2 per foot per night plus the cost of the electricity. And he says, you know, if you stay like three nights, he may give you the fourth night free. The dock master there, his name's Tim Mullins, and he's willing to work with people. Now, he will not allow you to park your boat there and leave it. You have to stay on a liveaboard. But he also said it's not in a slip, but you're along a pier, and if the winds are blowing a certain way, you may get rocked. So you want to plan accordingly, and it's something you can talk to him about it. But to give you an idea, today I called over to DuSable and said, hey, I have a 40-foot boat. I want to come in and, you know, dock for a night. And they were $130 for a 40-foot boat for just one mm-hmm. night, including electricity. Now, all these places, you can book them, any of the different marinas in Chicago, on DOCWA. Now, some people, and you see this written about, is the Hammond Marina, which is a very, mm-hmm. very nice marina, but it's 19 miles to downtown Navy Pier, and if you take public transportation, it's a 90-minute travel time, and mm-hmm. that means it's 90 minutes to get back. So my recommendation is stay as close to Navy Pier as possible. That puts you right downtown, right in the central everything for Chicago to get out and see a lot of great stuff.
Okay. And we do want to mention that Hammond Marina is a sponsor. A lot of the loopers do like to stay there because it is a little bit out of the way and there is public transportation into the city. Of course, like Mike said, it is a little bit of a ride into the city. But I believe there's also a few things to do out there in Hammond. I think there's a casino, if I'm remembering correctly. And a lot
not
of
not too far
really
from
do
the
enjoy
casino.
That part of the city. So that always is an option, too. So you mentioned the yacht club right there next to DuSable. Is that, do you need reciprocity from a home yacht club to be able to stay there, or is that open to the public?
Well, it's open to the loopers. So if
okay.
you say you belong to the AGLCA and you're a looper, he's going to be working with you. He will work with you to make things work.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thanks for checking that out for us. Any other marinas that you would suggest, you know, maybe not as much bang for your buck as you might get over there, but something that's very much in close proximity to all of the sites?
Well, the thing is, we have, if you go down, you have Belmont Harbor, which puts you further north, a little bit further away. The costs are the same, almost the same as DuSable Harbor, and then you can go
mm-hmm.
Further south, like Burnham Harbor, which puts you over by the museum campus. That's run by the park district also, and that's at almost the same cost as DuSable. So those are pretty high-priced marinas to go to.
Okay. So let's dig in a little bit to the actual sites that there are to see in Chicago. What do you recommend that loopers not miss while they're visiting?
Well, there's just so much to see and do in Chicago. First of all, Chicago is always talked about in different areas. So we have a Greek town. We have Chinatown. We have the Scandinavian town. So we have Little Italy. So there's a whole bunch of ethnic areas within the city, and they all have great restaurants to go to. For that type of food. And then we also have just great restaurants in Chicago. We're known for our deep dish style pizza, and one of my favorites is Gino's East, and then there's Lil Malnati's. Now, Gino's East has become a chain restaurant. You can see it across the country now. And then there's also Pizzeria Uno, which is a big chain restaurant. But there's the original Uno's Pizza on Ohio Street and the original Gino's East, which is right about a block from Northwestern Hospital, right off of Michigan Avenue. But then we also have there's a place called Kuma's Burgers, which is at Belmont in California, written up in many different food magazines and on different shows as probably one of the best burgers you'll ever have. Kind of different, a lot of loud heavy metal music, that type of thing. Then there's also Gene and Giorgetti's Steakhouse, very well known for great steaks. For more of a nautical theme, there's a place called the Bridge House Tavern, which is right on the Chicago River and overlooks the river. Great atmosphere. So a lot of good places to go eat. And then the other thing about Chicago, a lot of great museums here. So down south, we have the Museum of Science and Industry, which has a German submarine. We have a coal mine that you can go into. It also has an OmniMax theater. Now, those you want to do reservations in advance because they do get filled up. And then we have the museum campus, which is over by where Soldiers Field is, and we have the Adler Planetarium, the Field Museum, and the Shedd Aquarium, and they also do an aquatic show at the Shedd Aquarium. So that's always very interesting. And then, of course, we have Millennium Park to go to, and we have Cloud Gate, which is, in parentheses, known as the Bean, and people like to walk around there. At this time of year, we still have Buckingham Fountain, and at night they do a light show. And then we have lots and lots of plays to go to, and there is last-minute Broadway ticket that you can always get. So a lot of activities that way. We also have the we'll always call it the Sears Tower, but now it's called the Willis Tower, and they have an observation area that we can actually walk out and look down 103 stories to the ground. And I may be off on my 103 stories, but it's somewhere right around there. And what a lot of people do is they will go over to the Hancock, and if you go up to the 96th floor at the Hancock, they have a lounge up there. There's a restaurant on the 95th, a lounge on the 96th. And you can go up there and have a drink or a cocktail, and you look out and see all of Chicago and skyline, and you can also look out towards Lake Michigan. Beautiful views from there. The other thing is, while we're all on boats, and we all like to go boating, the Chicago architectural tours up the Chicago River are phenomenal to take because it gives you the history of the buildings and explains all the buildings to you. And there's many different boat companies that do it. And they're easily accessible, easy to get to, and their prices are very reasonable on that. And then you also have a bus tour. There's a company called the Big Bus Tours. They have 14 stops. If you don't get off the bus, it's a two-hour ride around, or you can hop on, hop off, and the buses run between, depending on traffic time, between 10 and 30 minutes between tops. Stops, and you can get off at 14 different places, get a good overview of the city that way. And they sell 1, 2, and 3 day passes, and as you buy more days passes, it goes down. The interesting thing, one of my favorite places is I love to go over to the Tribune Tower, which has stones from across around the world embedded into the to the bricks, and it has a little bit of history. And at one time, they even had a moon rock in there. And then, of course, you know, our current president is from Chicago area, and if you go down to the Museum of Science and Industry, his house is not too far from there. You can go over to his house at 5046 South Greenwood Avenue. Now, you can't go down the street. The Secret Service has it all blocked off, but you can stand and look up the street and go, oh, there's his house. And while you're there, the University of Chicago is there, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful university. And they have the Rockefeller Chapel there, which is just absolutely gorgeous with this beautiful pipe organ. And that's all the way south. And if you want, you can go all the way north to Evanston, and you have Northwestern University there. So we got lots of universities in the Chicagoland area, lots of different places to go see and do and keep you busy. You could stay here for a week and not see everything. Now, little tidbits of information. Route 66, the famous Route 66, starts in Chicago on Adams Street, just west of Michigan Avenue, and it's right across from the Art Institute. And we have two famous lines that stand out and protect the Art Institute. So, and then it's just a vibrant city, lots of things to do.
Okay, that is lots of things to do, and I learned some things I hadn't heard before. I'm going to take a quick break and play a message from one of our sponsors. Then we'll come back, and I have a couple of questions for you about some of the logistics about getting from place to place. So we'll be back in a minute.
AGLCA Admiral-sponsored Dog River Marina is located at the mouth of the Tenton Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
We're back on Great Loop Radio, and today we're chatting with Mike O'Malley, who is sharing details with us about visiting his hometown of Chicago by boat. So, Mike, specifically, since most of our members would be arriving there by boat and therefore don't have a car, it's probably easier to get around Chicago on public transportation than it is in a car anyway. So tell us a little bit about those logistics. What's the best place for people to get information on how to use the public?
So the marinas you stay at will have a lot of information about public transportation. The nice thing about the city of Chicago is we're built on a grid system. So you go north, south, east, or west. There are a couple angle streets, but there are only a couple, so it's nothing to worry about. And it's real easy. If you're at State Street, is the zero. So if you go towards the lake, the numbers will go up. And if you're on State Street and you walk away from the lake, the numbers go up. So, and Madison is the east-west divide in the same thing. So as you head south, the numbers go up, and you head north, the numbers go up, and vice versa. So it's a really easy city to get around and do. We have both what we call the L here, and it started because it originally started as the elevated around the loop, and the loop is used by the name because this elevated tracks formed a loop around the downtown area. But you can get a pass, and buses go east-west, north-south, and you also have the L's that go different routes out to different areas. So if you're downtown, you can get on the blue line, and the blue line would take you all the way out to O'Hare Airport if you wanted to go take a flight out. Or you can take one of the other ones out the Midway Airport. So transportation is really good. We're also, the amount of Ubers and Lyfts in Chicago is phenomenal, always available. They do charge surcharges late at night or during peak times, so that's something you could do. Cabs are readily available, easy enough to get around. And as I said before, you have that bigbustour.com, where you can buy a bus pass, and they stop at probably 14 of the big tourist areas that you can get on and off. And there's get to a lot of spots by walking. It's a great walking city.
Perfect. One of the things that you recommended as something to see is something that I hear from many, many loopers that was their highlight of their visit to Chicago, and that's the architectural tour that takes you by boat up the river into the heart of the city. I'm not sure if you'll know the answer to this. I'm thinking that you can take your own boat if you're under 15 feet. Do you know what that height restriction is?
That I don't know, because okay. I've never had that issue.
Yeah, I know it's lower than most looper boats can't get under it. But even if you can, I still think there's probably something to be said for taking the actual tour boat, because then you hear the guided tour and then learn all about the architecture of the city. But those members who have taken their boats up the river and into the heart of Chicago do talk about that as kind of being a highlight as well. So something to consider if your air draft is pretty low. I believe it's 15 feet, but if I'm off on that, if anybody's close to that and wants more information, feel free to reach out to me and I can get you the specific air draft to make it up the river into Chicago. Mike, obviously Chicago is one of the world's great cities, but what, other than the fact that it is this enormous city with lots of things to do, what is it that makes it a special stop on the loop? What makes it different from some of the other cities that you come through on the loop?
Well, the only other city I would say that compares to doing this would be New York City. And, you know, you have the vibrance of being in New York City and everything that does. But I guess what happens, in my belief, is you've done from New York up through Canada and back down again, and then this is your big first city you're going to, and then you're heading south down through the river system, and depending on how you go, your next big city would be Tampa, Clearwater Beach. You know, Mobile's a nice city too, but it doesn't, you know, it's not the size of a Tampa, a Chicago, or a New York City. So it's all fresh water, which is very, very nice. Easy to keep the boat clean. And we have a spectacular shoreline. So the thing is, as you come in, you can take pictures of that. But if you go up to the museum campus, right next to the Adler Planetarium, there's a spot that you can take pictures of the Chicago Lakefront that are just absolutely spectacular.
That's perfect. That gives us a lot of information. The other thing, Mike, is that you have already done this portion of the loop that goes from Chicago through the inland rivers. Now, you travel faster than most on a smaller boat than most, so you probably don't have the same provisioning issues that some loopers will have. But Chicago is probably the last big city if you're looking to take on some special provisions or things that you won't find in rural America. Would you say that that's pretty well what you'll find? I mean, there's not a whole lot of stops where you can get more than the basics for a little while
right
there after Chicago. Is that correct?
So we have Benny's Discount Liquors for those people who need to stock up on that. We have lots of grocery stores to get around. And if you need some type, and I know they can be somewhat expensive, but there is a West Marine in the downtown area. So if you need something specialized, it's easy, you know, you can get to there. The Walmarts are just starting to open up in Chicago. There was a big ban on Walmarts, and I think they have one or two open now. We have Costco's on the outside of Chicago, a little bit of a ride to get there. But one of the things we have is if you're adventurous and want to do it, you can go over. They have every day they have the produce markets where all the big grocery stores go and get their fresh produce for the day. And you can go over there and buy individually also, which makes it interesting if you really want to get fresh vegetables at a lower price. But by the time you spend cab fare and all that stuff, it may not be worth it.
Right. Okay. Well, Mike, I think we're going to hold it there for today. I appreciate all of your insight. It's great to have a local and a native to Chicago to share all these details with us. So thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kim. You have a great day.
You too. And thanks to all of our listeners. We'll be back again next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.